and the Lord of Worlds.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views as well, because it's Open Line Wednesday, and we invite your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Would you like to talk about the elections? Would you like to talk about the coming war between Israel and Iran? Would you like to talk about what's happening to America financially? What are the things that you'd like to talk about tonight? Because there are so many problems facing America today, that I don't think it really matters who was elected, on Tuesday. I believe, of course, that we are going to see a fiscal cliff in January. I think we're going to see a marked recession in America and all throughout the rest of the world next year. There are going to be catastrophic events taking place, certainly financially and economically, and I fear probably militarily as well. But if you'd like to give us a call, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 464-8295. Give us a call. We'd like to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. I mean, certainly, were you disappointed that Obama got reelected? Do you think that Obama perhaps will be a better choice? Do you think perhaps that Romney was not exactly what he appeared to be? Is it possible that the whole electoral process is fraudulent from the very get-go, and that we go to the polls every 4 years not to vote for the candidates of our choice, but for the candidate of their choice? And that both the Republican and Democrat candidate are controlled by members of the Trilateral Commission, and it doesn't make a dime's worth of difference who gets elected. I would simply point out that there's so many things that Romney did not bring out that he could have about Obama. Why didn't he ever mention the fact that Obama had ordered the murder of a 16-year-old boy whose father had been accused of being a terrorist? He was never indicted. He was never had a trial. He was simply killed by a drone. And, of course, you might say, well, we can justify that. We're at war with terrorism. But 2 weeks later, they killed his son with a drone attack, his son and one of his friends, as they were having dinner in Pakistan. How do you justify something like that? And why didn't Romney bring out that fact? Why didn't Romney raise the question of whether or not Obama was a legitimate American citizen? Why didn't he raise the fact that there is no question that the full length of birth certificate that Barack Hussein Obama suddenly posted on his website was fraudulent? It's been definitely proven. There's so many things that the Romney could have done. He could have kept emphasizing 40 cents of every dollar the federal government spends has to be borrowed. 40 cents out of every dollar the federal government spends has to be borrowed. Why didn't he bring these things out? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. Romney kept saying he had a plan, but of course it really didn't convince most people that he really was going to be able to do much better than Obama, and because what nobody wants to talk about, they're both called, covered, controlled by the same people.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. It's Open Line Wednesday, so our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we'll talk about whatever you would like to talk about. But looking at what happened in the election, let me simply point out that this is all a facade. You go back and you read what Professor Quigley wrote in 1966 in his book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, on pages 1246 and 1247, and he talks about how we go to the polls every 4 years to throw the scoundrels out. But of course, no matter who is elected, the foreign and domestic policies never changed. Now, Professor Quigley was totally in sympathy with the ruling elite who control both political parties, control the banks, control the major corporations, control the major wealth of the world. He recognized that both the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers played a key part in this. And, of course, he certainly believed that we need a ruling elite. And he believed we need a one-world government under the control of this ruling elite. But you really need to read what Professor Quigley wrote, because he points out that the whole electoral process is simply to give the public the impression that makes a difference. That was 1966. And let me tell you, certainly, that the Trilateral Commission took over control of our government shortly after it was formed in 1973. So that between 1977 and the year 2008, and you can check this out at augustreview.org, but as said, between the 1977 and 2008, every president of the United States and or vice president of the United States was a member of the Trilateral Commission. There were never more than 87 members of the Trilateral Commission. How could they have every president and or vice president, six of the eight World Trade Representatives, including the current Trade Representative, Robert Solik, and eight of the 10 Trade Representatives, and the seven of the 12 Secretaries of State, and nine of the 12 Secretaries of Defense? All were members of the Trilateral Commission during that time. Do you really think it makes a bit of difference whether the Republicans or the Democrats are in power? And certainly when Obama became president, he chose 11 of the 87 members of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission to be his closest advisors. And certainly Susan Rice, certainly the secretary of the, who's the representative to the United Nations, and Timothy Geithner, and the people who run our State Department, certainly the deputy Secretary of State, certainly Hillary Clinton is not a member of the Trilateral Commission, but her husband was. There's a little group who control both political parties, and they make mockery of the electoral process. Now, a lot of people felt very strongly about Romney being elected, the importance of electing Romney. But who is Mitt Romney, really? And I didn't want to bring a lot of this out because, of course, well, certainly a lot of people felt very strongly that he would be better than Obama, and he might have been, but I'm not really certain. Mitt Romney was a dedicated liberal, and when he was governor of Massachusetts, he was very, very liberal. He was pro-choice, he was pro-homosexual, he was pro-big business, he was pro-socialized medicine, and of course, he just about bankrupted Massachusetts. And then, of course, when he wanted to run for president, he began to project himself as, well, now I've changed my position. No, ladies and gentlemen, this is the same Mitt Romney we've always had. But he put on conservative garb to convince you that he was conservative, to rally the people behind him so we could have an election. And, of course, the Republicans are on fight on the moral issues. They're pro-life. They're pro-family values. They're in favor of limiting government spending and cutting back and getting back to the Constitution, whereas the Democrats supposedly represents socialism. They are certainly pro-choice. They certainly believe in the right of people to have homosexual relationships and gay marriage. But basically, this is all a matter of perception. It is to give you the idea that we have two political parties in America that have different views, and the truth of the matter is they're all controlled by the same people, and this is all for your benefit. It is all to create this impression that it's going to make a difference, and the truth of the matter is it's not going to. And it wouldn't have made a difference, because no matter whether the Republicans or the Democrats had won yesterday, why we're going into a terrible recession next year, we may very well be involved in a war with Iran. There could be dramatic and terrible things taking place, certainly in America, as far as an EMP attack. Certainly, I have no question at all that we are going to continue our downward slide. And I believe, of course, what most people don't understand is that there is a God in heaven, and that God is bringing his judgment on America. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I'd like to know what you feel. And I know many people certainly felt very, very strongly about Romney, and they wanted him to win. And I will have to admit, I voted for Romney, not because I liked him, but because I just felt that he might be somewhat better than Obama. But I'm not really sure that certainly would have made a bit of difference, because the same people are going to control both political parties. And until you understand that, nothing going on today makes any sense. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But, ladies and gentlemen, suddenly I was talking to people over in Great Britain just yesterday, find out what's going on in England. Let me tell you, of course, that the price of gasoline is going up, the price of electricity is going up, the standard of living of the people in Great Britain is falling. Certainly England has a massive socialist programs over there, and of course, economically, the country is teetering on the edge of insolvency, or the edge of insolvency, as is most of Europe. So the economy of England, the economy of Europe is contracting, and the economy of the United States is going to suddenly contract even further in this coming year, because the Federal Reserve System can't turn out enough money, you know, to simply stimulate our economy indefinitely. We've had QE1, we've had QE2, we're currently involved in QE3, where Ben Bernanke has said he's going to continue buying $40 billion of bonds from the bank, mortgage bonds from the bank, every month until the economy begins to boom. And I will tell you, the economy is not going to begin to boom again. And of course, what this is going to do is simply create more and more money and eventually destroy the entire financial base of our country. And then, of course, he's also buying another $40 to $45 billion worth of treasury bonds every month. How is he buying them? He's creating the money out of nothing. How can he do that? It's illegal, but that doesn't matter. When you have a central bank, they can do whatever they want to. And, of course, they are going to destroy the value of our currency. They're going to impoverish our people. And as John Adams had said so well, basically there are two ways to destroy a nation. One is by invasion. The other is by destroying the value of its currency. And that's exactly what the Federal Reserve System is doing. It's a privately owned central bank. It's owned by the central bankers, who are part of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, a group that has an intense hatred for America. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We have a Rachel calling from Cincinnati, Ohio. Hi, Rachel. How are we doing?
Hi, I'm doing well, I guess. So, yeah, I was kind of bummed about what I heard. Well, what I heard about 11 o'clock last night, you know what I mean, the result. But was it my sister had mentioned the possibility of moving out to Canada, but, you know, someone said if you didn't like Obama, then Canada would be worse. And then she mentioned France, and then I said bad idea because, well, that's a Eurozone country, which make it even much worse because, of course, socialism as well, which made me think of you'd probably be better off going to possibly Switzerland because they are not part of the Eurozone, right?
No, they're not part of the EU. Rachel, some people are going to flee America, but remember the battle for the survival of Christian civilization is here in America, and if all the good people leave,
then
there's no way we're ever going to take America back again.
I fully agree with that, but I was wondering...
But Switzerland is not part of the European Union, but it's a very expensive place to live. And, of course, you can only live there for 3 months at a time, and then you have to leave, and then you can come back again. But, of course, they do not allow certainly unbridled immigration because too many people would want to get into Switzerland. So if you've got a lot of money, you can go there and live for 3 months, leave, go to another country, and then come back again. But it's not simply like going over there and simply getting a job because you can't do that. Anything else you wanted to say, Rachel, before we let you go?
Do they allow firearms there?
Beg pardon?
Do they allow firearms there?
No. Well, I really don't know, but I don't think so. Okay? America still has a wonderful heritage. We've got to reclaim that heritage or certainly die trying. God bless, and thanks very much for calling, Rachel. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's Open Line Wednesday. Would like to know, what do you think? John, do you have a question? John's calling from Spokane. Go right ahead, John.
Yes. Did you just say that you voted for Romney?
I voted for Romney, and I will tell you that suddenly I did that. It was terrible. I did not I considered not voting at all. I thought maybe Romney might be better than Obama, but I felt one of the two would be elected. But I'm not sure Romney would have been any better. It wasn't a very good choice, was it?
You know, it seems to me that since you know that both main parties are controlled and financed by the same...
You're absolutely right. In fact, I agree with you totally. If you want to be critical, you have every right to be. We'll be back in a moment.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here at the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. We have John calling in from Spokane, and he's concerned because they're all these one specific organization. He's been researching that seems to be more or less influencing American foreign policy towards Libya and the other countries over there that we're overthrowing. And ladies and gentlemen, there should be no question in your mind that the CIA was behind this effort to overthrow the Egyptian government headed by Mubarak, overthrow the Tunisian government, overthrow the Libyan government headed by Gaddafi. And we are primarily financiers and trainers of the so-called freedom fighters, actually they're Al-Qaeda terrorists who are attacking Syria today. And of course, we've already overthrown the government of Turkey. This was done in about 2002, and installed the Muslim Brotherhood. We overthrew the legitimate government of Lebanon and installed the Muslim Brotherhood leaning government of Lebanon today. And of course, we're working in Bahrain and Yemen and those countries to overthrow the existing governments and install the Muslim Brotherhood. We created the Muslim Brotherhood back in 1928. We have a book called The Devil's Game. The Devil's Game, it's available through my ministry, and it certainly goes into the fact that it was British intelligence working in conjunction with America that formed the Muslim Brotherhood in 1928. Why? Because we need an enemy, ladies and gentlemen. We need an enemy we can control, as we controlled the Nazis during World War II, as we've controlled communism since its inception, as we control Al-Qaeda today. But the average individual really doesn't understand what's going on. Well, the bill from Tri-Cities, go ahead. You're expressing your concern about the fact that the United States government seems to be following along with the programs laid out by this organization you found, which is not an American organization, but an internationalist organization that seems to be intent upon directing American foreign policy. Go right ahead.
Yeah, that is my concern, and it's just a problem with this is the way that people have been trained to think that everything is a conspiracy theory. They use that term, and it's a label, and then it keeps them from thinking about deeper thoughts that this is really going on, and they just use the label, and that's why they don't listen. And
Bill, if you want to convince them there's a conspiracy, tell them to read David Rockefeller's memoirs on page 405, where he openly admits he's part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, conspiring with others to bring about this more integrated global society. And as he said, if that's the charge, I stand guilty, and I'm proud of it. And then he explains how they're raising living standards throughout the world. Ask them, do you believe that David Rockefeller, would you believe David Rockefeller if you were able to read the words that he spoke? And of course, when Glenn Beck mentioned that, why he was fired by Fox. Nobody in the major media is ever going to tell you what David Rockefeller said. Ask people to check it out. And if it's true, then maybe there really is a conspiracy, because David Rockefeller says there is, and he admits to being part of it. And he's certainly a founding member of the Bilderbergers. President of the Council on Foreign Relations for 15 years. He's the honorary chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations. He organized the Trilateral Commission. Ask them, if there's no conspiracy, why would David Rockefeller say he's part of a secret cabal?
Yeah, I just think that maybe some people really do have no problem with internationalism, where they want a kind of homogenized, put everyone together thing. But I think that is, especially with Obama, is they're manipulate people's ideology against them, because a lot of people identify with the 60s culture or anti-war culture. Okay, and you had a lot of different ethnicities of groups coming together to oppose that war. And then, but see, Obama is not opposing the wars. He's waging the wars. And you have, like, a lot of people that are on the left, and they're, like, in love with him, and he's waging the wars, yet he says peace.
Well, I think you have to understand, Bill, you have to understand that Barack Obama does what he is told to do. He doesn't make these policies up. He's not the enemy. He is simply, if he didn't do what he was told to do, they'd send him on a trip to Dallas. Hey, we're out of time, Bill. God bless. Thanks so much for calling. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. And if you have a question or comment, it's Open Line Wednesday. We'd love to hear what you have to say. We'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
God is, and believe me, picking up arms is not going to solve the problem. This is God's battle. We are simply on the front lines of this battle. Hold on for a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's Open Line Wednesday, and if you're out there in the audience and you have a question or comment, don't be hesitant. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. And we have Bruce on the line from Durham, Michigan, and he had a question. How do we know?
Go ahead. When is the point reached where we become like those who pledge their life, liberty, sacred honor?
Well, I believe we should trace our life and our liberty and our sacred honor, but I do not believe at this point that picking up arms is going to make any difference at all. Because, of course, we're against an enemy that is so powerful. I believe the most powerful weapon we have is prayer. And I believe what we need to do is try to get a revival going in America. If we had a revival in America, I do believe, of course, that God would spare this country the terrible destruction that I fear lies ahead. But short of a revival, short of people turning back to God, There is no hope for America. And I, as I said a moment or two ago, I really believe that the election of Barack Obama is part of the punishment that God is going to bring on this country, but I think we're going to see lots more hurricanes. I think we're probably going to see an attack, either an electromagnetic pulse attack or a nuclear attack on America. I believe that New York and our whole financial system is going to be destroyed. And I think the American people will either respond by turning back to God or will continue trying to build bigger and better things on our own, which of course ensures our doom. Anything else you want to say before we let you go, Bruce?
No, just it's a real quandary. How did those guys know back? How did the founding fathers know? Why weren't they Tories? You know, why did they say, no, we can't be Tories. We're going to have to do something different.
Well, that was entirely, it was a different world than we live in today.
A different world.
But right now, of course, we need, at that time, they had a predominantly Christian population. Do we have a predominantly Christian population in America today who really believes in the Bible, or do we have a lot of people who say they're Christians? Oh, of course, who believe in an entirely different scripture.
I guess right in the middle of the country, if you look at the maps, they're blue on the coast and they're red in the middle, aren't they?
Okay, God bless. Thanks very much for calling. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But, of course, nobody has talks about the spiritual aspect of what's going on today and the fact that Barack Obama is part of God's punishment on America. We've got Michael calling from Michigan. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And, hi, Michael, how are we doing?
We're doing great. I believe this election shows that the American public is confused, and they're not Republican or Democrat. They're independent, and they really don't know. They're kind of meandering around. They don't really know what to do, and so they're, you know, I think that really shows. And you know, spiritually, Barack Obama is what's going to happen is they're going to take this economy directly down right now. We went down 300 points on the market today, but they're going to immediately tax the rich, which will take money out of the economy. We're looking at probably 30 to 40% unemployment, no jobs, $6 and a gallon for gas, and then, you know, the money's just going to crunch right up, then the market will collapse. And then they'll be able to come in and take full and complete control. So everything that they're doing is moving along quite smoothly with what they're doing. That doesn't mean that we're over and cooked yet, but they got the dinner pretty well cooked, and so we need to do something here pretty quick as a people.
I agree with you.
We can't.
I agree with you, Michael. We've got real problems. Our job is to get the American people to understand what's going on. And your job is to get people listening to our program so they can get educated and really come to understand the brotherhood of darkness and the powerful spiritual forces that energize that. Hey, I'm going to have to let you go because we've got a full board. God bless.
Hey, Doc, one more thing, Doc.
Yeah, go ahead.
I ordered your book, Brotherhood of Darkness, read it read it to my wife, and then today I gave it to somebody else. And so, you know, that just if everybody could get that book and then read it and give it to somebody, that would be good. And what was that last book that I heard you talking about on the caller or two ago? Do you remember?
Well, of course, I was talking about Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, which, of course, is the classic book on the secret society written by a liberal college professor who uncovered the secret society that dominates America today. But, of course, what he didn't understand, it was simply one of a number of secret societies, and he didn't understand the spiritual force behind those secret societies. He identified with the elite who rule the world, and he thought that the common people are just too dumb to govern themselves. But he figured there would be no harm in exposing what was going on, and we're indebted to Professor Quigley and his book again, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. It's available through my ministry. Got to run, Michael. God bless. Thanks so much. And let's go to Abel, who's calling from Cincinnati, Ohio. Hi, Abel. How are we doing?
Good evening, my brother Stan. always since.
Good to hear from you, Abel.
I've been listening to you. God bless you. And I was telling my brother here, if something goes wrong, please don't blame Ohio, okay? Because they put lots of attention on Ohio, but I mean, it was all of America that voted for this guy Barack Obama. And well,
Abel, do you have electronic voting machines there in Ohio?
Yes, in some places they do. In Columbus, they do. Yeah.
Okay, fine.
But in some places.
All right, fine. Because I think probably most of the electronic voting machines are rigged. And I think what we ought to do is, like they've done over in Ireland, they simply took them all to a big dump and they crushed them all. And if we ever want to get an honest election, we got to start talking right now about doing away with the electronic voting machines and electronic scanners. And nothing beats certainly people going over those ballots. We can't trust them because they can always certainly program these electronic machines. Go right ahead, though, Abel.
Yes, just a couple of things. Number one, and believe me, this does not make me happy, my brother, but when you mentioned the hurricane that just happened, you know, and 14 states being affected, you know, millions of homes still without power and running water, I wonder what it takes for us to understand, you know, this land of ours. God is judging us because he's calling us back to him. There is judgment. God has to punish sins. The Lord has to deal with sins. But it's at the same time a calling to return to him, to go back to the Lord, to repent. I was just telling my wife, and I'll be honest with you, my brother, as Christian, I'm tired of seeing so many hypocrites in the church. And I'm not the kind that says I don't go to church because there's a bunch of hypocrites. No, I will be a hypocrite myself, and I don't want to be a hypocrite. But yet it's something that has lack of honesty and true love between Christians, racial prejudice, you know, social prejudice, you know, who's dressing what, who's got more money than who, has infiltrated the church a lot. And the Lord has to deal with us. We got to go back to the true, simple love of God, you know, the way the church in the book of Acts loved each other, you know.
Abel, you're absolutely right, but we got a full board here. I agree with you totally. We're involved in a spiritual battle that's being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But it's primarily spiritual, and if we don't return to the Lord, why, the Lord's going to turn his back on America. God bless you. Thanks very much for calling. And let's go quickly to John, calling from Spokane. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And hi, John. How are we doing?
Good, Dr. Stan.
Have a question or comment?
I two quick comments. One is I don't think the American people voted for Barack Obama. Joyce Riley 2 days ago had mentioned this press release, or it's an accidental release on how NBC had called the election 2 days ago. And they weren't predicting the election. They were calling the election. And I think you'd have to check with Joyce. I only caught part of the show. But the thing was, is they weren't predicting the election. They called it. And it's one of those things that I think it's either slipped out. And then, of course, then it was immediately no longer available. But she talked about that for a couple days at length. And then she said what she was going to do on her show today is after the election to see how the states matched up to how NBC had called it 2 days ago. And so there's that, number one. Plus the guests that have been on your show, Alex Jones' show, and Joyce's show, talking about how, number one, how rigged the elections are and how it's done. And secondly, in order to call any election at any time so close after the polls have closed, they're using exit polls. And on this particular election, they didn't even use those. It was completely arbitrary.
But you know why they didn't use them, John? Because they didn't want any means of disproving or proving that this was a fraudulent election. All of our elections
exactly.
are fraudulent. Basically, these electronic voting machines can be rigged. And that's why they don't want exit polls, because they don't want people, the average individual, to have any inkling that this is all rigged. It's all a matter of entertainment. It's to give us the impression that we elect our leaders. Go ahead.
Exactly. Jim. And so my point exactly The point is they took it one step further. It wasn't that they rigged, they didn't even have to rig the machine. They just called it. And so the point is it would be like calling a football game with 2 minutes left on the board. The game isn't even over. They haven't counted the ballots.
John, I think that they had to, of course, rig the ballots and rig the information. Yes, they could call it ahead of time because they knew it was going to happen. But at least they had to give the impression that it was a free and open election. And that's what's so important. It's the perception that's important. Anyway, go ahead. We've got a full board.
Well, the point is that the guest that Joyce had on her show, I forget her name, she does all this, she broke down analytically, step by step, what it takes to you know, with this election fraud business. And there was another person as well. And the point is there's no way you can tell that soon after an election. That's point number one. The point is if you look at what we did as American people with Ron Paul, and they wouldn't allow Ron Paul. If Ron Paul made it, the American people would have, between the libertarians and the undecideds and the Democrats who weren't happy with Obama and the Republicans, he would have been the president. And so we can't sit there and say the American people are dumb, they're not awake, blah, blah, blah. The American people have been responding the last two presidential elections with Ron Paul and getting out the vote and all this. So the American people want it. You have said it many times. It is completely rigged. They will do what they want to do. And you saw it probably with Prop 37 in California. We see it up here in Washington State with some of the key points here. It's totally rigged. So that's number one in terms of the American people.
John, we're going to have to go because we've got other people. I agree with you, and you've got to help us reach the people up there in Washington. I suspect we did fairly well in southern Washington where people hear the truth, but up around Seattle we don't have any outlets. We need them. We just need to reach more people where people hear the truth, why it has a profound impact on how they vote. One more thought, and then I can let you go, John, because we've got.
Okay, the other thought is I think God gets a bad rap, and I'm basically speaking for God. Number one, with this hurricane, that wasn't God. We know there was HAARP. They even monitored the activity that was coming up off of that area. That it was, and some of the stuff these guys are doing, they're doing it. Whether it's polluting the oceans and saying, you know, it's Bible prophecy. These guys are doing it. God's not doing it.
John, the one thing you have to understand is that God wanted to stop them. He'd strike them dead, and he could do that with a blink of an eye. God bless you, John, but I understand how strongly you feel. But remember, this is a spiritual battle, and God, of course, is going to determine the outlet. We just have to honor him, and we are to be speaking and trying to get people to understand the true nature of the battle we're engaged in. It isn't political, and it isn't ideological, and it isn't racial or cultural. God bless you. Thanks very much, John. And quickly, we're going to have to go over here to Jeff calling from Lansing, Michigan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And John is absolutely right in everything he says. You can tell how deeply he feels. I wish everybody felt as deeply as our last caller. Jeff, do you have a question?
Yeah, I have kind of a comment and get your take on it. You know, I'm looking at both these candidates, and I look at Obama, I look at Romney, and, you know, foreign policy, economic policy, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of this, they would have done the same thing. They have a lot of advisors. You know, their foreign policy issues are going to, they're going to be dealing with other countries in kind of the same way. But I see the difference really cut and dry in the social issues in terms of gay marriage, for example, and abortion, for example. You have one guy who says, I'm going to be pro-life. I'm going to go for that. I'm going to be for traditional marriage. Obama's on the other side. I'm for gay marriage. I'm for abortion, et cetera, et cetera. So these are the issues that are really dividing the party. But these issues aren't political. I would say they're not political at their core. They're moral, ethical, spiritual issues. And I think that, you know, if there are any Democrats listening to your show today, you know, this is a slaughter of the innocent with this abortion thing. And it's going to take Democrats from within their own party to fight against it. Republicans are going to have to be called to account, obviously.
But, Jeff, let me just point out the fact that when under George W. Bush, when the Republicans control the Senate, when the Republicans control the House of Representatives, when the Republicans control the White House, all they had to do was pass simple legislation, didn't need a majority, simply to say that the federal government would have nothing to do with abortion and put a rider on so the Supreme Court couldn't change it, and they didn't do it. Why? Because it's all a matter of perception. They want to make you believe that this is a moral issue and the Republicans are on the moral side. And the Democrats are on the pro-choice, pro-gay side. Believe me, certainly there are all sorts of people who are involved in homosexuality and pedophilia. In fact, there was the so-called Franklin cover-up. And if you haven't read the book, you should. It's all about the pedophile network that went right into the White House during the Reagan administration. Never think for one minute that the tops of the both political parties aren't corrupt because they're all controlled by the same people. You got about 30 seconds to wrap up what you thought.
And that's what I want to point out, that we can't depend on them for anything, and it's God, and it's a grassroots effort that we need to be speaking on these issues, not be afraid, don't be silent, speak what's right, speak what's true, and get back to the Lord and to His Word. And make sure we spread that wherever we can on those issues, because they're God's issues in the end.
God, Jeff, you're absolutely right. I couldn't agree with you more. Hey, thanks very much for calling.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Charlene to wrap up the program.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Our listeners across America, that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we're able to maintain our network of stations and certainly shortwave and internet and satellite, certainly because of your support. If you're in a position to help us, we hope that you will. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or you can subscribe to our publications. You can certainly buy the various products we have. You can advertise with us. Whatever you can do, we'll appreciate it. And if you're not in a position to help financially, and I know that an awful lot of people today are having very real financial problems, why, we ask you to pray. We ask you to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection. And then, of course, we want to remind you, if you want to know what's going on today, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need, of course, to hear my talk on Agenda 21. Agenda 21, and of course, then the subtitle would be Agenda 21, Covert Plan. Agenda 21, the Covert Plan. There's a syllabus that goes with that, and certainly it gives a lot of the documents from the other side going into the background of Agenda 21. We have a book put out by our government called Sustainable America, which tells you that they want you to get you to use a lot less power, and they, of course, really what they want is to deindustrialize America, to make electricity so expensive you won't be able to afford it, and then, of course, they want to dramatically reduce the population of this country and most of the rest of the world. And there are genocidal policies which are being implemented today all throughout the world, and we're going to see more and more of this, as with the spread of genetically modified foods, with this, as they simply poison the air and they poison the water and they poison the food, and they know exactly what they're doing. That's why my talk on Agenda 21, the Covert Plan, is so important. And you can get the book, or certainly Sustainable America. You can get my talk, Agenda 21, the Covert Plan, the syllabus, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope that if you have not yet gotten your Berkey water filter and have an extra supply of either black Berkey or ceramic filters on hand, you really need to have a good supply, because we're moving into very, very difficult times. And my plea with you is, of course, if you'd like to get the supplies, we do have a link on my website to the freeze-dry guy who has free-dry food, but you can go out and you can buy certainly many of the staples. You can get canned food. Certainly the freeze-dry food is wonderful, and we certainly recommend it. But lay in a supply of food, lay in a supply of water, lay in a supply of medical supplies and of health supplies, and of course this is vitamins and minerals and the things that will boost your immune system. And if you'd like, of course, the list of the health products we carry, they're listed on my website. And certainly one of the things we advocate, certainly that I take myself, is something called Alibiotics, made of oil of oregano, certainly of garlic and of oil of elderberry. And of course, when I start to come down with a cold, I ordinarily take that. Along with vitamin D3, I take two alibiotic, and a vitamin D3, 5,000 units, about every 4 hours. And ordinarily, my symptoms, of course, are cleared fairly promptly. If you're interested in knowing more about the health products we carry, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. But you do need a supply of these on hand. If we have a disruption of distribution, you're not going to be able to get the things. Begin your preparations now. I think that we're going to see some dramatic changes in the structure of our society beginning of next year. We're just going to have to wait and watch as these stories unfold. So our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. And we'll be back here in just a moment with the next hour right here at Radio Liberty. As we raise our voices. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Deborah Tavares, who actually had sent me a copy of a NASA document, NASA, and suddenly this is a government agency, and they published this. This was a talk that was given, a PowerPoint presentation that was given to a group of government employees. These are sort of things that were not to be commonly known by the average common people out there, and yet I thought this was so fascinating that I asked Deborah to study this PowerPoint presentation very carefully, and then we'd do a program on it. Why is that important? Well, because they were talking about the things that are going to happen down the line, how they're going to, of course, increasingly use robots instead of people to accomplish jobs. But one of the things that rather surprised me is they're very concerned about the danger of an EMP attack. Now, the average American doesn't even understand that this is a very real threat. And, of course, the horrible things that have happened there in New York City this past week, where people have gone days without electricity, those would be simply dwarfed into insignificance if we were to have an EMP attack. This is an electromagnetic pulse attack, which could very well wipe out the electric grid on the entire east coast of our country or all across our nation. We don't know. But they could knock out certainly New York City, the center of our economic system, overnight. And it would be knocked out for a matter of many months or many years, and it would may never recall. And of course, if you read the scriptures, well, you find the reference to a last Babylon, the mother of harlots, which is obviously the center of economic prosperity, the economic function, as is described in the Bible, and simply overnight, why Babylon, this economic center, is destroyed. Certainly, I do not know what the future holds. I do not pretend to be a prophet. But I think the fact that the NASA is considering the very real possibility of a EMP attack, and the average American doesn't even understand its implications, is indeed a very frightening concept. Right now, Deborah, thank you so very much for being with us tonight. And tell us what you've learned from studying this certainly PowerPoint presentation put on for high government officials and not for public consumption. Thank you for being with us tonight.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. And yes, I just want to read a quote, just because as we get started, this is absolutely what we are faced with. And this is a former FBI director, J. Edgar Hoover's warning.
All right, but basically, are you on a regular phone, Deborah, because you're very quiet?
I am. Can you hear me?
Okay, just speak up. Go
okay.
ahead.
Okay. I wanted to start out with the former FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover's quote in 1956, and this is a warning. And why I want to start with this, before we get into this NASA document, is this really illustrates where we're going to go tonight with this document. It says, the individual is handicapped by coming face to face with a conspiracy so monstrous he cannot believe it exists. The American mind simply has not come to the realization of the evil which has been introduced into our midst, and it rejects even the assumption that human creatures could espouse a philosophy which must ultimately destroy all that is good and decent.
Well, I think that that's a very, very appropriate analysis of what was going on at that time. But the same things are going on at this time. And there is a monstrous movement that is founded on evil. The average individual cannot really believe this is true, but it is, ladies and gentlemen. It really is true. And I want you to heed what Deborah says tonight, because, of course, there are plans to destroy what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. Go right ahead, Deborah.
The document that I'm going to be speaking about is called The Future strategic issues, the future warfare.
Deborah, certainly I think the information you have is so important. I'm going to ask you if you just hang up, and I'm going to have my producer call you back and try to get a better line, okay?
Okay.
Okay, fine. I'm going to ask our producer.
I'll tell you what, why don't I try one more thing here right now? Let me put you on speaker, see if that improves.
No, we can't be on speaker. We've got to be on a regular phone.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to ask Ari to call you back. And Ari, would you mind calling Deborah back? And let's see if we can get a better line, because I really believe her information is so vitally important that I really would like to have our listeners be able to hear it and hear it clearly. But this is based upon a government document which nobody else has reported on, which Deborah found just simply surfing the Internet. And basically, we're fortunate to have as much information as we have up there. But I'm going to ask Ari to go ahead and get Deborah back on the line so that we can actually go through this document point by point by point. And basically, of course, it talks about the very real threats that the people in the upper echelons of our government are looking at. But one of them, of course, was the possibility of an EMP attack. Now, when was the last time you heard any one of our talk show hosts across America talking about the danger of EMP attacks? Of course, you might hear Alex, or you might hear Joyce or a few of our friends talking about this, but you're not going to hear this from most sources. And the question is, why not? Because this is not an imaginary threat. It's a very, very real threat. So suddenly, the fact that the people, the elite who run our country, are concerned about this threat, suddenly means that you and I should be concerned about it. Where would it come from? Well, I would think that the Iranians could set one off. I'm firmly convinced we established the Iranian government. We established the mullahs who are in charge over there today. I personally believe that we have our people planted at the highest echelons of their government. I do believe, of course, the Iranian nukes got them from Pakistan, which got them from the United States. And, of course, they also have the technology. And let's find out if we have Deborah on. Deborah, are you there?
Yes, I am, Dr. Stan.
Oh, that's ever so much better. Okay, well, of course, I guess is Deborah Tavares. And we're going to be back here in just a moment as we begin to explore this PowerPoint presentation, which was posted on the Internet, given by one of the officials of NASA, and a very high-level government organization, which most people had never heard of. And yet, of course, it is one of the most powerful and significant organizations in our nation today. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We're back with Deborah. I think we have a better line. Deborah, you pick up the story about this. Now, how did you come across this presentation given by one of the NASA officials? Do we know who gave this talk?
Well, yes. Who gave the talk was Dennis M. Bushnell. He's the chief scientist at NSA Langley Research Center, and this was back in July of 2001. And this talks about the future of warfare and the capabilities of the enemies and worldwide technological revolution.
All right, Deborah, just talk just as loud as you possibly
okay.
can. And Deborah is simply saying that the whole idea of this is talk was given by one of the high-level government officials about the very real possibility of warfare and, of course, how technology would be used in this coming attack on America. Go right ahead.
Yes, and they talk about the use of robots, cyborgs, and humans. And they talk about, and they say in the beginning of this document, which is posted on www.stopthecrime.net, in the source documents, you will find the future warfare of NASA there. And the people that are behind this are, and not limited to, just the U.S. Air Force, the National Research Council, the Strategic Studies Group Chief of Naval Operations, the National Reconnaissance Office, DARPA, the Defense Intelligence Agency, the CIA, the FBI, Special Operations of Command, the Supreme Allied Commander of the Atlantic, and the Department of Defense, and the Australian Department of Defense, and that's just a few. The presentation states that in all cases, It's based upon existing data, trends, analysis, and technologies. And they say there is absolutely no pixie dust in this presentation. So everything that they're talking about back in 2001, they say they could do. All of these things that we're going to be covering, they could do in 2001. And they talk, they say heads up for the Intel community, warnings and inputs from the Department of Defense Research Development Planning. And they go on about how there's changes on scales of months instead of in decades. That's how quickly technology is changing. Now, this is on page 8 of the NASA document. Quote, spaceship Earth, the crew plundering the ship's supplies, tinkering with the temperature and life support control, looking for the instruction manual, engaging in bloody skirmishes in every corner of the vessel, increasing the size of the crew by 2 million per week. This is, of course, all global warming. This is depopulation. This is NASA, page 8 of the document. They also say on page 9 that the humans have taken over and vastly shortened evolution of the planet, caused global warming, pollution, and deforestation. And they are modifying the human species. They're disabling us chemically. They talk about repair and redesigning of us. They talk about mind, M-I-N-D, children, which is artificial life. This is transhumanism.
You know, basically, do they tell you how they are altering us, certainly chemically?
Yes. They talk about all kinds of legal uses of weapons in this document. People are going to have to spend some of their own time. This is a 114-page document. But they talk about the technical ages of humankind. They say from 1950 to 2020 that technologies, i.e. nanotechnology and automating industry, they talk about robots and how they're going to change everything with robots. They say that robots are going to be in the large, and they're going to have sensors on absolutely everything. They talk about how, and this is very interesting, because I know recently during the elections, there was a lot of conversation about Common Core curriculum, worldwide-based educational guidelines that would dumb us all down. And if you look at the Quiet Weapons Silent War documents that we have posted on StopTheCrime.net, you will see in that document the elite, the Illuminati's fears are that we will become so well educated in the sciences and technologies that we will recognize the computer-based data and algorithms that they are employing to control us completely. And in this document presented by this NASA PowerPoint on page 16, they talk about worldwide impacts of technologies and a revolution upon society. They say everything will be telecommuting, teleshopping, teleentertainment, teletravel, education, medicine, commerce, politics, and socialization. What they are doing is they are creating isolation, individual isolation, for absolute maximum control. Then they talk about how technology is better than humans and better capabilities. They also say on page 17 that India graduates 3 times more software engineers than the U.S. More software is written in Bangalore than in Southern California. They're disking the United States throughout this document. They say so many things. They talk about brain characteristics and the capabilities of the brain. They say that our brains are not as good in taking a series of commands, and that's why they are looking for an improved human through robots. They also talk about wearable, implantable sensors on people, electronics, communication, commuting. They want augmentation of sensors for health monitoring and brain stimulation. Further, this document talks about the decade of the brain, the U.S. Human Brain Project, and how it was started basically in the 1990s and funded by 16 organizations across five agencies. We're talking about the Department of Energy, the Department of Defense, NASA, just to name a few. They say that the use of technology to study the brain and use of the brain information will aid in artificial intelligence. So everything is about working towards eliminating humans. They don't need humans. They talk about the ability to erase our memories, transfer our brain patterns. And this is MK Ultra. Basically, they are doing brain mapping. They're overlaying thoughts and ideas to other people. They're erasing memories, which they can do, and they have been doing. They talk about the global problems, which is all through the false hoax of global warming. They talk about the serious problems are energy, water, food, and land, and population growth, and wealth generation, and pollution.
And what are they going to do about, of course, the problems with water and food and items such as this? Do they have a solution, or they just say this is going to be a problem?
Oh, no. The solution is to replace us with robots. That's the solution.
Well, of course, there really are people who want to do away with most of the people in the world. And, of course, if you haven't heard my talk on Agenda 21, certainly the covert agenda, we get there into population control. And they really are in the process today of poisoning our water and poisoning our food and poisoning our air. And certainly they poison the medicines, many of the medicines that are given by the pharmaceutical industry, do far more harm than good. And they know what they're doing. But they do this because they really believe there are too many people in the world, and we need to eliminate at least 90, perhaps 95% of the population of the world. And people say, that's crazy talk. And you're absolutely right, but we're not dealing with people who look at the world the same way that you and I do. These are people, of course, who have an entirely different worldview, and they really do intend to kill off most of the population of the world. They've already prevented the births or killed off about 4 billion people. They plan to kill off another 5 to 6 billion people. They're not simply imagining these things. You need to read what they say. That's why my treatise on the population control agenda. You can get that on the internet, the population control agenda, or go to my website, readyliberty.com. You'll see the population control agenda listed there. Pull it down and read it. Of course, you can get it from us simply if you give us a call, and we'll give you the numbers at the end of the program. If you get anything else from us, why, of course, we'll be glad to send you a copy of this treatise. It is certainly one of the best and sources of information out there. It's been mimicked and picked up by many other people. I got a lot of this information, but from Dr. G. Gordon Edwards, and certainly appreciate the information that he gave to me that we've been able to put out. But go right ahead, Deborah.
Yes, they talk about needing to make these changes to even out the haves and the have-nots. This is, again, eliminating any class except the slave class. That's what they're going for, a limited amount of population with only a slave class. They talk about major emerging law enforcement issues, and they make the points of privacy, nanosensors, crime is a wide, technology and internet crime is widespread. They talk about binary pathogens and genetics, protection of human electronic implants. So they're worried about protection of our implants, protection of the continental United States beyond terrorism. Everything is binary pathogens with sleeper chemicals introduced, and a second chemical is introduced to enact.
And basically, of course, what they want is, of course, all of us to have some sort of these implants. This is not imaginary. This is not space age. This is very real. And basically, these are the things that are planned for your future and my future. We must know what they're doing. These are government documents. But the last thing they want is for the American people to learn the truth, the horror that lies ahead.
While the storm clouds gather, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean white with gold.
Makes you think of Blake, doesn't it? Makes you think of a lot of things. We're going to be in this yet, Mom. Threw that song out of Yip Yip Yap Bang 22 years ago. Sounds better now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Deborah Tavares. We're talking about this PowerPoint presentation. You can find this on a special website. We'll tell you where to find it later. But basically, it is a program, a talk that was given back at certainly about 2000-2001, by high officials in our government to other high officials in the government, telling what the future held and all how this science would be used to eliminate most of the population and to control those who remain behind. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Stan. In this NASA document, I'm on page 40 right now, and they're talking about sensors. They're going to put sensors to monitor us, surveil us. They will be in smart cards, which we know about now. They will sensors will be implanted during manufacturing and in servicing. and it will also be in smart dust. Now, they talk about some sensor swarms, smart dust. They talk about this floats in the air current, and they talk about the NASA document discusses nanotags placed on everything, everywhere, identification and status information everywhere. They will even co-opt insects. Also, the document discusses explosive smart dust opportunities, that it will infiltrate into deeply buried locations and to get other such targets. On page 43, they talk about microdust weaponry, that this is a micron-sized mechanized dust which is distributed as an aerosol and inhaled into the lungs. Dust mechanically bores into the lung tissue and executes various pathological missions. They say this is a wholly new class of weaponry, and it is legal. They say this is legal. And, of course, we know that they are doing this right now to a town in Libya. I'm looking at an article from RT dated October 29th. Where NATO is being accused of ruining Libya. Their sources in a small town called Bangi Walid, and what they are doing is they're flying over this town with planes, and they're dropping phosphorus and other weaponized dust, and these people are dying on the streets without bullets being shot at them. But then they're coming in, the militia, with tanks. They're plowing down the houses, raping, pillaging, and plundering the entire city, and the people that have managed to escape out onto the desert have been out there for over a week. They're trying to return, and they're being gunned down with machine guns by the militia that are set up around the peripheral of the town. There are people with the ability to explain what is going on. The people inside the village have asked for international help and intervention. No one is coming to their aid.
I don't think anybody's hearing about this. I certainly hadn't heard about it. How did you hear about it?
I do a lot of research, Dr. Sand.
I know you do.
And NATO, it says, and I have this posted on my site next to the NASA document. It illustrates what some of the methods as discussed in this NASA document and how they're implementing it now in villages in other areas that we're not aware of. But I wanted to go on and talk about other aspects of this document, which is just unbelievable. Again, the binary bioweaponry that they talk about in injecting, say, for example, a vaccine and needing something else down the road to enact it so that it gets its weaponized result. On page 66 of the NASA document, they say, increasingly critical human limitations and downsides. Humans are too large, too heavy, too tender, too slow physically and mentally. We require huge logistics, i.e., humans have rapidly decreasing to negative value. They are replacing us with transhumanism and robots. On the next page, page 67 of the NASA document, they talk about robots in the large. They discuss how there are different flavors of robots, how they're far more efficient than humans are.
And I think that you have to really understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with people who have an entirely different worldview. Now, they don't look upon human beings as something unique and novel, made in the image of God, because these people don't believe in God. They themselves have become God. And through their intelligence, they're going to remake the world, or so they believe. We'll be right back.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountain to the prairie, through the ocean white with gold,
Well, this is Art the Stat. I guess it's Deborah Tavares. And Deborah, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your website and how they can specifically get to the site where this incredible document is posted. And I did notice there that on that website you had something else on population control agenda. I think you're the only person I know who's ever thought that was worthwhile enough to go ahead and post it on their website. But go right ahead.
Yes, Dr. Stan. Everyone that has a computer right now, you can pull up this document and follow along with me if you'd like. I'll say the page numbers as I go through. The document is located on www.stopthecrime.net. Stopthecrime.net. You click on the tab that says Source Document, and you will see NASA, the Future of Warfare. And right now I am looking at page 72. The NASA document says non-explosive warfare, psychological warfare in the large. They are also talking about microwave frequencies, chemicals, and biologicals. They say anti-personnel, microwave radiation frequencies. So this is going to be with fewer people. They say a typical scenario takedown of the U.S. is by 10 people and $10 million. They talk about terror, biological. They talk about unusual physical against key nodes such as railroads, take down the economy, selective anti-personnel, RF and microwave. They talk about towers, where that is cell phone towers. Everyone needs to go to the site. stopthecrime.net and take a look at Barry Trower, B-A-R-R-Y, Trower, T-R-O-W-E-R, and look at his discussion about cell phone towers. They are weaponized, and they are being deployed throughout the United States right now for this frequency attack that is occurring now. They talk about that they will attack the water supply, they'll contaminate it, and they talk about accompanied by serious psychological warfare. They go on to say that the trends in the summary is tele-everything, computers, everything. The U.S. will just be one of the crowd economically. Warfare on the cheap, many potential peers. Warfare increasingly robotic. Survivability and affordability and power projection via deep water subs and blast wave accelerators. They talk about the continental United States and logistics defense is increasingly worrisome. They're letting us know in advance that they're worried about the continental U.S. when, in fact, they are actually the ones aiming the their weapons of mass destruction at us. On page 101, machines are creative, smart as humans, robots will be the norm. Sensors will be in every single thing. I'm going to go to another document that I have on my website. It's a mission statement that I found. Our research team is working literally around the clock. We found this mission statement on the Pennsylvania Infrastructure Incubator website, part of Carnegie Mellon and IBM.
All right, just speak up just a little louder, Deborah.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, this mission statement says there's a revolution in our infrastructure. Companies and institutions have a hidden secret. They are leading a revolution in our infrastructure. We want to help expose the secret to the world. Tomorrow's infrastructure will blend traditional physical infrastructure, which is transportation, transit systems, buildings, pipes, power grid, concrete, and steel. Pipes, concrete, and steel will have sensors. They are going to use cyber infrastructure, computers, networks, and sensors in ways that are just emerging. Pennsylvania has a wealth of companies, universities, and institutions that are inventing many of these emerging technologies that will build or rebuild the world's transportation, civil, manufacturing, and other infrastructure. They will bring these organizations together to leverage and highlight this hidden secret to help make Pennsylvania a visible leader in these critical emerging technologies. And I have found that they're getting ready and working on a robot city. I've seen pictures because I've been in buildings for 35 years. Some of the tags that I read pop up interesting photographs of futuristic cities and how they're essentially going to, this is a quote in another website that I found, the city of the future is a place where the fragments of something once broken are recomposed. And that's how they look at us. We have broken cities. They're unsustainable, too many people using too much stuff. We're causing global warming, we're ruining the earth, and our cities need to be relocated, which is what the Wildlands Project is all about. They're moving us off of cities or off of rural lands into compact cities, and we're just destroying the earth.
I think it's important that people understand the reason they want us to get us into compact cities is so they can monitor us and watch us, so they can install their video cameras and their sensors and their listening devices, so they can monitor the people. That's why they want to get us out of our own homes. That's why they want to get us out of the rural areas. They want to be able to control and watch everybody and certainly know how they think and destroy anyone who doesn't want to go along with this brave new world they're creating.
Well,
they really do intend to kill off most of the people in the world. And you say, I don't believe that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, read my population control agenda. Read what, not what I say, but what these people say. And then once you begin to understand what they're doing, it all begins to make horrible and terrifying sense. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question as far as what Deborah has been talking about, she has the documents on her website. Once again, what is that website, Deborah, and how can people get to it?
Yes, stopthecrime.net. You go to the tab that says source documents. There are several other absolutely critical source documents that we have posted there. Silent Weapons, Quiet Wars, and New World Order Exposed 1969, and the Iron Mountain Report, among many other reports such as the Fort Meade military document that talks about known frequencies that are intended as weapons of mass destruction, which is what the smart grid is all about, with the frequencies and the mass control and surveillance, as well as cell phone towers and antennas. Take a look at how all of this is meshing together for the total control of the population. And they're, at this moment, creating a frequency fence around us. As you will notice, as you travel down major highways across our country, hundreds and hundreds of cell phone towers. When you take an RF frequency gauge along, as we do, you can see that you are being severely damaged as you are passing all of these towers.
Now, basically what Deborah, in essence, is saying is you're getting a tremendous amount of radiation, and she has a meter that they use to determine the amount of radiation you get from those cell towers. Now, remember, ladies and gentlemen, they want to put smart meters in everybody's home in the name, of course, of monitoring your electricity and monitoring which appliances you use. What you don't understand is that those smart meters send off powerful radio waves, and of course they zap you on a regular and intermittent basis. Go right ahead with that, Deborah.
Yes, I also have a website called refusesmartmeters.com. I have postings there so that you can see how the smart meters that replace your original safe meters are weapons. These are being deployed. That's a military term. And in many instances where people have refused the transition from a safe meter to a biohazard, police have actually gone on to properties and enforced the deployment of a smart meter on people, on private property. Make no mistake about this. This is a military action. And the utilities are complicit. They are all partnered with ICLEI, I-C-L-E-I, which is International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. This is the United Nations.
Hold that thought now. We've got Tim calling us from upstate New York. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you say, this can't be true, I refuse to believe it's true, these things could not be going on, because, of course, we would read about it in the newspaper or we would hear about it on television. Ladies and gentlemen, if these things were going on, you would not read about it in your newspaper. You would not hear it discussed on television because they're controlled. Oh, we have the Brotherhood of Darkness that controls 90 to 95% of the outlets, and we have to, of course, pay for our time on radio. People who've been certainly working for the media, who've told the truth, like Glenn Beck, were actually fired from Fox. Why? Because he told the truth about what David Rockefeller said about the secret cabal that rules the world. Page 405 of David Rockefeller's memoirs, available from Radio Liberty. Tim, go ahead. Do you have a question or comment from upstate New York?
Yes, I have a question. I guess it would probably be more directed at your guest. Do you know anything about the scanners in the supermarkets?
Yes. Yes, they're scanning everything, Tim, and they're following your habits. What this is all about is everything is being run on computers. This is a massive data collection scheme that they have.
Well, basically, what about suddenly when you go out, suddenly go past the cash register? They have a scanner there, and they scan all your goods, and of course they get the numbers and run it through the computer and come up, so they can come up with your charges. But is there radiation from those scanners? Is that potentially dangerous either to...
That was my question, actually.
Right,
yeah.
Either to us or to the people working
with our everything, scanner. Everything that's wireless, which everything now is wireless, does emit radiation frequency, and this does with our frequencies. And the more frequency that we have transmitted, which is increasing because they have 4G and they're increasing that, cities cannot fight against cell phone towers. You put all of these wireless components in a city, like the markets and the scanners, everything, we are in serious trouble. We are in great danger and great harm, and they know it.
And I think, Tim, basically, we're under attack today, and the average person has no idea. But they're poisoning the water. They're poisoning, certainly, the food. They're poisoning, certainly, the forests and the trees. They're even using pesticides that poison the bees. They know exactly what they're doing. And it sounds so preposterous, the average person just can't believe it.
And I'm very concerned, too, about an EMP attack. You talk about that just about every night.
Right. And I think it's something you should be concerned about.
Tim?
I've been telling people about EMP attacks, and they've never heard of them.
Of course they're not going to, and that's the thing that really frightens me. The elite know about it. The elite talk about it. And the fact that they could prevent any serious damage with a couple of $1 billion, and they're absolutely refusing to do this, makes me suspect that the EMP attack may be coming. We don't know, though. We're not on the inside, but basically...
I tell people about your show, too.
God bless. And incidentally, we're going to be putting together a 4-tape set on EMP attack, a 4-CD set. Hopefully, we'll have that in a couple of weeks, okay?
Yes, and
okay,
Tim,
thanks a lot for your time, Dr. Stan. Thank your guests, too.
God bless. Go ahead, Deborah.
Yeah, Tim, I would recommend that you read 1 Second After. It is a fictional story about what it would be like if we were hit with an EMP. I think it illustrates what we would contend with without any electricity.
And actually, we have an interview with the author of that book, so that is really fascinating.
Oh, excellent.
Well, I'll let you wrap up the show. I guess you got usually at this time to wrap up the show.
Well, we do. Thanks very much for calling. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Yes, I wanted to talk about the fact that they're moving us from rural lands, which they now call sprawl. It used to be that living in the country was a wonderful thing, and people could grow their vegetables and be more self-sufficient. And now rural is sprawl. That's all under UN Agenda 21. I urge everyone to go to stopthecrime.net, look at that Wildlands Project map, also go to Freedom Advocates and take a look at the UN Agenda 21 consequence there. But I want to alert everyone.
Hold, David. We have a caller. Go ahead. Hold just a moment. We'll be with you in just a moment. Just finish up, Deborah. I do want to get to David from New York.
Yes. I wanted to have everyone go to the website, stopthecrime.net, take a look at the Dome Project, which is intended to enclose all major U.S. cities. It is a $8.4 million project, and it will create a state-of-the-art environment shield enclosing a town. And they're getting ready to build this in Northern California, a couple of hours north of where I am right now, in Lassen County. The town will be used as a proving ground for technology that will one day enclose major U.S. cities, especially those prone to weather-related disasters such as tornadoes and hurricanes. And they say it's clear protective dome. The structure material is believed to be capable to resist against a Category 5 hurricane. Of course, they are producing...
I do want to get to David before we're out of time. We'll have to get you back again sometime to talk about that. But David calling from upstate New York. It is late back there. David, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, Dr. Stan. How are the people that are designing and implementing these things avoiding the damage to their own body?
All right, fine. That's an excellent question. How are the people who are designing these things essentially protecting themselves so they're not getting damaged like we are?
Well, first of all, we have to understand, number one, these people are psychopaths. They have no moral, no ethics, and no consideration for human life. So they would, devour their own for the sake of the insanity and horror that they want. But they also have not been poisoning themselves for many years with fluoride in the water supply and all the toxins. We've been used as large laboratory experimental rats, and our immune systems have been greatly impaired because they've been throwing toxins at us for so long to numb and dumb us down so that we're not able to realize what they are doing to us. And
well,
they
let me
live
just,
outside
let me
of
just,
that.
We're just about out of time. David, there's one other fact that most people don't understand. And that these people, of course, have taken very seriously what the serpent said to Eve. You know, if you eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall never die. And they believe they can't, will not die. They'll come back again and again. They're not worried. They believe in reincarnation. These people, as Deborah says, are psychopaths. Hold on. We'll be back in just a moment. David, go right ahead. Anything else you wanted to say? We lost David. Anyway, go ahead, Deborah. We've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Yes, I cannot emphasize enough. People need to go to stopthecrime.net, go to the source document. Now, understanding and gaining knowledge is not intended to frighten people. They are going to level psychological warfare and shock testing on us, which you will read about in the Silent Weapons Quiet War document. If we understand that, we will not be shocked by their shock testing and by all of the psychological horror that they intend on inflicting on us. Knowledge is power, and we must spread this so that we will be able to through what it lies ahead. We must stay together. We must understand what is in store. We know that the weather is fully weaponized. We know that they can and have and are creating weaponized weather events all over the world and on the eastern seaboard now. This is all weaponized, and the extent of their power is unbelievable. But we must talk about it. We must talk about the unthinkable and talk about this NASA document and, in their words, the other source documents that we have on stopthecrime.net. You must keep smart meters off your homes. These are bioweapons. They are frequencies that will interfere with your brain frequencies. We know people all over the country that are having to move to rural lands to try to move out of the cities where the frequencies are so high. And that is being emitted from all wireless equipment and applications. And again, they're trying to eliminate our possibility of moving into rural lands, because they're closing down the parks, they're restricting the use, and human access is being denied. So they are tightening the frequency noose around all of us. They're not maintaining the roads. They're falling into ruin and rubble. Why? Because they don't need to act. We don't need to have maintained roads that will not take us to areas they don't want us to go into anymore. I know this is unthinkable, but again, knowledge is power, and that is what we need to band together and tell everyone, so that this is not just hidden in the shadows. We can't let this be hidden in the shadows any longer.
Deborah, you've done a wonderful job. Thank you so very much for summarizing this incredible, incredible report. And I will be talking to you real soon. Thanks so very much.
Thank you so much, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We do hope, of course, you enjoyed that report that Deborah was talking about. We do have it. We can make copies of it. Of course, it would be fairly expensive. You're far better off to go to Deborah's website and pull that down yourself. And it is the report by NASA. we recommend you go to our website. Her name is Deborah Tavares. Go to our website, pull down these reports. Understand they really do intend to do away with most of the people and to destroy the lives and health of the others. To understand what's really going on today, you need to hear my talk, Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. Agenda 21, The Covert Plan, comes with a syllabus. You certainly would want to get that because it's their documents primarily. And you can document what I say. There really are evil people out there who want to destroy the Christian civilization, and they want to kill off most of the people in the world. That's the Agenda 21, the Covert Plan, and the syllabus goes with that. And, of course, there's also a book we carry put out by the government called Sustainable America. Sounds really great, except unless you read it carefully and you find out they want to limit the use of electricity in America. Why do they want to limit the use of electricity? Well, the real reason is they want to deindustrialize America and lower our living standards and impoverish our people. They also believe there are too many people and we're going to have to markedly limit the population of America. And believe me, they intend to do that. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. We hope you go to my website, watch our DVDs. I certainly listen to our radio programs, and you can listen to our radio programs. They're live 4 hours a day. We do another program earlier in the morning on the American Freedom Network. We hope that you'll certainly want to, of course, tell others about our radio programs. And then, we hope many of you out there will want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us financially as we try to maintain our network of programs all across America, indeed, all across the world. And we're heard by shortwave, we're heard on internet, we're heard on iPhone, on iPad, on Apple TV, on cell phone if you're on unlimited minutes, on radio stations, on FM stations, and certainly on the internet. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927 or theradioliberty.com. And we hope you'll tell others about our radio programs. Certainly, if you want to understand how they're manipulating the weather, you need to get our 4 tape set on weather modification. You need to get our 4 tape set on HARP. We have actually 4 DVDs on weather modification. One is called Geoengineering. It's a talk given by Roslyn Peterson a year ago, and it's excellent. Roslyn Peterson has a website with over 40,000 different links to government documents which take you into the background of chemtrails and contrails and how they're actually modifying the weather. These are government websites, 40,000 of them. And of course, you want to get the DVD on geoengineering. You want to get the DVD on Weather Warfare by Bob Fletcher. You want to get the DVD put out by Michael Moore. What in the world are they spraying? And then why are they spraying? 2 separate DVDs. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have books on weather as a weapon. We have a book on HARP. So you can get certainly tape sets. You can get CD sets. You can get DVDs. And certainly, you need to get the information, and you need to get the information out that they can actually transform the weather. And if you doubt it, read what they say. And then, of course, we remember that Zbigniew Brzezinski, in his book Between Two Ages, had written in 1977, at the bottom of his book, page 57, that they're going to be able to create storms and droughts. And every time you see a major storm today, ask yourself, is this real? Or is this another one of those things that they've done to disrupt our society and to destroy the land and the free and the home of the brave? Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Beside her and guide her. ladies and gentlemen, to Power Hour Radio Show. It is the big day. Today, the decision has been made. And yes, Obama will continue his illegal presidency here in the United States. Now, how does that meet your expectations, demands, desires, whatever? Is it any better than the other guy winning? I don't think so. The way I feel about this is, at least we have four more years, and I'll tell you after the break why. At least we have four more years to, well, we can continue doing what we're doing one step at a time. It's not going to bother us, just like it's been, so we will continue. Does anyone really believe, though, what happened? Does anyone really believe? You know, they had all these glitter sparkle things that came down from the roof of the building where they were holding the Democratic announcement of the president yesterday. And, you know, I wonder if Romney had any sprinkle things up in his roof.